We're up to Sofer of Yochanan, Pei Beis Omid Aleph, the last third of the Omid. The Sofer of Yochanan, Truma Bizman Azed Yoraisa. We said that there's Machlokis Veshlokish and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Truma Bizman Hazez Yoraisa or the Rabbanan. And the Gemara now asks, does Rabbi Yochanan hold the Truma Bizman Hazez Yoraisa? Tanya, Shtei kupos, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. You have two barrels, or two what's it called, containers. One has chulin in it, one has truma. V'lifneim shtei se'im, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. And there's two heaps of in front of them. One's chulin and one's truma. V'naflu elu v'toch elu, and the containers fell into the heaps. So you don't know now what's what. Could be the truma fell into truma and the chulin fell into chulin and everything's fine. It could be the chulin fell into the truma and the truma fell into the chulin and it's all mixed up. And it's all dibua. And then only a kohen could eat either one. Shalacha is halar elu mutarim. They're all mutar. The one that was originally truma remains truma and is eaten by a kohen, and the other one remains chulin. Why? Shani omer truma latoch truma nafla. We say that mistama, the truma fell into the truma and the chulin fell into the chulin. This one had a chazaka being truma, it remains truma, and the other one is all the rabbanim. We'll see, since it's only the rabbanim were mekel and said you can assume that the truma fell into the truma and the chulin fell into the chulin. The Omer Reish Lakish, who Sharabu Chulin at Truma. Reish Lakish, even though Reish Lakish holds a Truma Bizman Azez Rabbanan, but still he holds you need a rove. That there had to be a rove of Chulin over the Truma. And then, since Min HaTorah, even though Mid Rabbanan you need 101 to Mavakal Truma. But Mid Rabbanan, rove is bottle, like anything else in the Torah. So, Min HaTorah, if it would have been a Torah, Isra would be bottle. It's only Durabonan, and it's bottle anyway, so we say Shani Omer, we assume the Truma fell into the Truma and the Chulin fell into the Chulin, because even if the Truma fell into the Chulin and the Chulin into the Truma, there's a rove of Chulin to Mavatl it, so Min HaTorah there wouldn't be no Isser, and anyway it's only Durabonan, and therefore we're Minkum. That's a Reish Lakish says, but you need a rove. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Afal Pi Shelo Rabu Chulin Al Truma. Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't need rove. Shani Omer is enough. We're mekel because l'chora, because it's only the rabbanim. So bishlam al Reish Lakish kesavra b'derabbanim nami ribuyu hu deba'inim. According to Reish Lakish, no kash on him that he holds truma b'zman hazez rabbanan, because he holds that even in an isra derabbanan you need rov to be matter. Elul Rav Yochanan kasha. According to Rav Yochanan who says truma b'zman hazez rabbanan, right? As the oraisa, why should it help Shani Omer? Without a rove, what's it called? Why should we assume that the truma fell into the truma and the chulin into the chulin? And it says, Homani Rabbanani. So the Rabbi Yochanan will answer, this Mishnah, this Braisa, goes according to the Rabbanan. V'anoa da'amrik Rabbi Yossi. And I, when I said the truma of Zman Hazez, the Oraisa I meant according to Rabbi Yossi. And Tosa says it's lav dafka that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yossi. Could be Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like Rabbi Yossi, but he explained the Mishnayos or the Braises that he had before according to Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi holds a truma bizman hazez d'oraisa. To Rashi, Hari elu hachulim mutar mazar. The chulin are mutter for a zor to eat. They don't have to be eaten only by a kohen because they're afraid that there's truma mixed in. But who shall rob a chulin? Shall be kupa shachulin? That in the kupa of chulin there is a rove more than the truma. Ala truma shall be saw truma. There's more chulin in the container of chulin than there was in the saw of truma. Pilkach talina bishani omer. chulin l'toch chulin naflu. Therefore, we're shown the chanishani omer that the chulin probably fell into the chulin, and the truma fell into the truma. Because even if the chulin fell into the truma, it was mevatlet. Right? Ye'i nomi havi ibchav a naflu saw truma bekupas chulin batla beruba. Even if what's called the opposite happened, it's still batla beruba. Apo pishalo ravu, and Rabbi Yochanan holds no, even if it's not rov. The Sabchina Shani Omer, because we say we're so mech on the fact that probably the chulin fell to the chulin, the truma to the truma. Hello, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. To me, Talin and Lekula Bishul Doraisa. If you hold that truma is Doraisa, how could you say Mestama the chulin fell to the chulin? You wouldn't say such a halacha by Torah halacha. Ano da amre ano amina de Rabbi Yossi, the hamashnisha Rabbi Yossi ka amr la andrigonus. Our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yossi. This is what Tosfos also says. It's not that Rabbi Yochanan necessarily holds like Rabbi Yossi, but in explaining our Mishnah for sure goes like Rabbi Yossi, right? Because the case of andrigonus, right? Rabbi Yossi is the one who said it. Well, the didei amina afne achila bechazi v'shok, and according to Rabbi Yossi, I explain that he holds that even chazei b'shoke could eat, because in truma's deraisa, even bizman hazeh chazei b'shoke at the time of the mikdash also you could eat. The hot truma nomi l'Rabbi Yossi deraisa he at bizman hazeh. That was the machlokus, original machlokus of Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether it was only truma that an andrigonus, a wife of an andrigonus could eat, because it's sofik to rabbanon lekula, because truma is only to rabbanon bizman hazeh, but chazei b'shoke and even truma bizman hamikdash Reish Lakish held couldn't eat because gzeira atu truma deraisa, but bisman hazeh is no truma deraisa, is no mitzvah gzeira. And Rabbi Yochanan held no truma bisman hazeh is deraisa. If you hold, you can eat truma bisman hazeh, you can eat truma bisman hamikdash and chazei b'shok also. But Rabbi Yochanan said, I only said that according to Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds that truma bisman hazeh is deraisa. Where do you know that? D'tanya, b'sever olam. As the Brisa says in Sefer Olam is a collection of Brises that are historical, like they go through the history of the world and mention the years or whatever, cheshbonos of years of Gaulus, whatever. It's called Sefer Olam. It's a sefer to itself. So it says in Sefer Olam, Asher Yorshua Vosecha V'Yirishta. Yerusha Rishona Shnia Yeshlohen Ushlisha Seidlohen. So the way Rashi learns, Rishona, and the way Tosfos learns also, Yerusha Rishona Bimei Yehoshua. Yerusha Rishona was in the time of Yehoshua. Tosfos brings out another Shita that Yerusha Rishona was in the time of Avraham Avinu, and Shnia was in the time of Yehoshua, that then Mekadesh the land again. Tosfos is impossible to learn like that. And Rashi is the way Rashi learns is the way that most Rishonim learn. Yerusha Rishono as Bimei Yoshua, have Yerusha, right? That was they had a Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. The Chen Shniyah to Bimei Ezra, in the time of Ezra also they had to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. The Shigalu Golus Rishona Batla Kedushas Eretz. Why? Because after they went into Golus, the time of Yoshua, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was Batla Lagabi Trumas and Meisras. And they had a Mekadesh again in the time of Ezra. But Shlishis Ein Lohem, but after they went into Golus by Sheni, there's not going to be needed a third Yerusha. The Kedusha of Ezra is Kayim Lolem Void. It wasn't Batla. That Madi Omer holds that Kedusha Shnia Lo Batla. And therefore, Truma Bizman Hazeh is Deraisa. But according to the Madi Omer who holds that Afilu, Kedusha Shlishis there is, right? Yerusha Shlishis, they're going to need Newton to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael again when what's it called when they come back what's it called the Mizman HaMashiach. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said Man Tana Sefer Olam Rabbi Yossi, right? The and who's the one who holds that Sefer Olam, who's the one who authored Sefer Olam? Rabbi Yossi. And therefore Rabbi Yossi and Sefer Olam says Beferish that you don't need a third Kedusha because Kedusha Shnia is Kayim, and therefore Truma Bizman Hazeh is Deraisa. Rashi Shlisha says, Lohem, Klomar, Loboy Lamahadir Umirsa Girusha Medesi. There's not no need a third time to make a Yerusha. Vashmin and Haikrod, Lobot Lakadusha Saoritz, Begolus Titus. So here, what's it called? The Rambam holds like this, Taka. Even though the Rambam also holds the Truba of his Manazel is only the Rabbanan, but he holds that Kedusha Eretz Yisrael wasn't bottle in the time from the time of Ezra. It was bottle by Golus by Yisrael, but it wasn't bottle by Golus by Yisrael. And the explanation is, the Rambam says, that Golus Rishon, the first Kedusha was through Kibush. Once we were reconquered, the Kibush was bottled, so the Kedusha was bottled. Kibush is an ongoing kinyan. You're the occupier. If you're not the occupier, then you lose your kinyan. Mamela, there's no Kedusha. But the second Kedusha wasn't through Kibush, it was a Chazaka. The Persians, who had conquered the land from the ones who conquered it, gave it to us. We made a Chazaka. A chazaka already is not a kinyan that's an ongoing thing, it's a one time thing. Once you own it, nobody can steal it from you. Karka ein nigzelis. So even though the Romans came and took it, it remained ours. So the Kedusha remains. Because what makes the Kedusha? The Kedusha is that it's called Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Shel Yisrael. If it's either conquered by a Jewish army, Rov Yisrael, with a Sanhedrin, with a Melech, then that's Kibush Rabim. That's a legitimate Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, makes it Eretz Shel Yisrael. Or a Chazaka. Klal Yisrael, what's it called? Make a Chazaka on it, like any Karka. So then it becomes Eretz Shel Yisrael and has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Gabi Trumas and Maestras. So the first one was because of Kibush. The Mela, the Kibush was bottled. The Kedusha was bottled. The second one was a Chazaka, so they asked, why couldn't they make a Chazaka in the first one too? Besides the Kibush, make a Chazaka, but you can't do that. You can't make a Kinyan on something that's yours. You can only make a Kinyan on something that's not yours. You can't add another Kinyan. Once it became theirs because of the Kibush, they couldn't make a Kinyan Chazaka to make it better. That's the Shita Sarama. The Tosas Yontif adds another dimension. He says that the first Kibush was Batal al Pinavi. The Nevi'im said that Babel was supposed to come and take Eretz Yisrael, right? Nebuchadnezzar was supposed to come and take Eretz Yisrael from us, and therefore they had a right to take it away. So the Kibush was Batal. But there was never a Nevuah that the Romans had a right to take it away from us. So therefore the Roman Kibush had no validity. Right? It was awesome. They were Gazlonim and Karka and Nixelis. But the first one was prescribed by a Navi. So they had a right to take it away. That's the Tosas Yomtiv. However, even so, there are other Tanayim for Truma to be Minatora. Aside from that, have to have Kedusha Saaretz, Lagabe Truma Samaisris, even though the land is always Kodesh, Lagabe Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the fact it's a special land, but Lagabe Truma Samaisris, it has to be called Eretz Shel Yisrael. We have to have a kinyan in the land, and that kinyan is what makes it kodesh. And the kinyan, like we said, is either through kibush or through a chazaka in the proper way. So what the Gemara says is that you didn't need another kinyan after Ezra's time, because that remained forever. And the Rambam Taka holds like that. But still, we hold truma is only to Rabbanan, Bizman Hazeh, because you need another Tanai. Truma and Chala have the same din. Chala, you need Rov Yoshevei Olecha. You need most Jews. Bias Kulchem. Or you need that most Jews come to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, by Ezra's time, even though they didn't have to Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael again, they needed Rov Yisrael to be here, and they weren't here in the beginning. And it could be even if they came later, it doesn't help. Shaila. If all Rov Jews of the world would come here now, would it be D'Oraisa or not as a Shaila? Could be it had to be in the time of Ezra, or in the time when they'll come again, Bimos HaMashiach. But in between wouldn't help. So Neke Satruma Bisman Hazeh the Rabbana, but only because of a technicality, not because the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was bottled. The Rambam also holds that even if you hold that Kedusha Rishona was bottled, that pretty much everybody holds, that in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, the Kedusha of Yeshua was bottled. That was only Lagabi Eretz Yisrael. But Lagabi Yerushalayim and the Mikdash, that Kedusha remains forever. Because that Kedusha doesn't depend on belonging to Klal Yisrael, it depends on the Shechina. And the Shechina is never bottled. Shechina in the Lozoza Shechina Mikosol Amaravi. So Kedushas Yerushalayim, Gabi the Mikdash. Some learn it means Kedusha Yerushalayim even Lagabi Trumas Amaisras. But Tarshish Rambam means Lagabi Dine HaMikdash. That you chayiv koreish if you go up to Harabayis, even though there's no base of Mikdash, because the Kedusha remains. That halacha remains even if you hold Kedusha Rishona B'Tela, that's Lagabi Eretz Yisrael, not Lagabi the Mikdash. There's a Tosus, it's just the opposite. Even if Kedusha Eretz Yisrael wasn't bottled, could be the Kedusha's Makom HaMikdash was bottled. The opposite scenario. But in any case, that's this Indian of Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shniyah. Okay. Rov Yisrael means Rov Jews who are living in the world. Yeah, right, but we don't know who, where they are, so I don't know. Mestama, yes, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if we think that they're Mestama mixed in with other people. I don't know. I'm not sure what to do with that.
1948, it was given to us, the UN.
The UN gave it to us, right. If you need a, it's like Persia.
So it's bad, exactly. It's a continuation.
Right. Okay. Okay. The Navi Gemara says the sovereign of Yochanan bid Rabbanan lo bo'im luba. Okay, so now we understand that when Rabbi Yochanan said that Truma b'zman hazeh is deoraisa, and therefore when Rabbi Yochanan said about the shtei kupos wouldn't apply, he said this brisa of shtei kupos goes according to the Rabbanan who holds the Truma b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanan. But when he said his din in the Mishnah, he was talking according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds the Truma b'zman hazeh is deoraisa. Now the Gemara asks, so Rabbi Yochanan holds, where it's only to Rabbanan, like by shtei kupos, you don't need rov. Vasnan, does Rabbi Yochanan hold, even by nisa to Rabbanan, you don't need rov? And we say shani omer, we say just to a toleit that the truma probably fell into the truma and the chulin to the chulin, we're so makel by a to Rabbanan. Vasnan, mikveh sheyesh bo arboim son and mechuvanos. You have a mikveh that's exactly arboim son. Nosan saw the knuckle saw kosher. Rashi and Tosus both learn, it's clear from the sugi over there, that it's talking not about ma'im she'uvim, that you took in, you took out a saw of rainwater, and you put in drawn water, but you put in meperos. You put in, what's it called, wine, milk, something that's not kosher for a mikveh at all. Okay, you put nosan saw the knuckle saw kosher. You put in a saw of, you took out a saw of rainwater, and you put in a saw of neperus. It's kosher. See one second why? But Amar Rav Yehuda bar Shila, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, ad rubo. It only works till rove. But if you'll have rove of the neperus or whatever, it's not kosher. My lav din ishtaya rubo. You need rove left. Of my mikvah, lo delo nishkal rubo. No, it means you didn't take away a rove. Even Rabbi Yochanan would hold it only helps if it's half and half. You don't need a rove of chulin to overpower the truma. But even half and half would be good. But if it's rove truma, surely Rabbi Yochanan would also hold that it's no good. Same thing over here. If it's rove ne peiros, it wouldn't help. The ibois ema shani hocha dikal emer shani omer. By the mikveh, you can't say shani omer. But over here, you could say the truma fell into the truma, the chulin fell into the chulin. Each one has a chazaka. This has a chazaka being chulin. This one has a chazaka being truma. Mislama, the chazaka didn't change. You can assume the truma fell into the truma, the chulin into the chulin. But over here, by the mikveh, the only thing is the rove. So there, you need rove to make it kosher. Rashi. Right now we think that the reason Rabbi Yochanan said that it's okay even if there's no robe, is not because we say Shani Omer, because we make this chazaka. The chulin probably remained chulin, the true remained chulin. That's not. The svara is that you don't need robe, the rabbanan, right? It's, even if it's bought, if it's mechza, mechza is good enough. Where it says Nosan saw the Notel saw kosher Gabi Shar Mashkin Umei Peros the Temid Shehichmitz Koi Meseches Mikvos. It's clear that it's not talking about a case where you put in Mayim Sheuvin. There's a Dig Nafkamina in this. This is a Shitas Arayvet. It's Mikvos. Why we have two boros in our mikvah because of this Arayvet. According to Rashi, it tells us what we're learning now has nothing to do with Mayim Sheuvin. Now, if you have a mikvah, you take out water and you have rainwater. You take out water and you put in drawn water, which is not kosher for a mikvah. So what happens is the drawn water becomes bottled to the mikvah, right? That's called zriya, and it becomes mikvah water. So we hold that once it comes mikvah water, it can never again become regular water. It's transformed, and therefore you can put in and exchange the whole mikvah one by one, right? And whatever goes in becomes mikvah water, and then whatever you put in becomes mikvah water. And even if you put in 80 saw of drawn water, but it all becomes mikvah water as it goes in. And therefore we have a bore of mikvah water, rain water, and we let the pipe, the tap water go through that into the place where people are tovah. That's called bor zriya. The water from the city, which is drawn water, which is not mikvah water, goes into this mikvah and overflows into the place where you're tovah, and that's how we fill up the mikvah. And obviously there's a rove of drawn water going through that mikvah, it's for sure, but as it goes in it becomes mikvah water, and then it remains mikvah water forever. The Raivan holds that what we learned here is going on drawn water. And it's only good until you have rove, 19 saw. But if once you have 20 plus saw that go in, it's possible. According to the Raivan, that borzria wouldn't be good. Because what you're doing is you're putting in drawn water, letting it overflow. Once you put in more than 20 saw of drawn water, it's possible. Therefore, we have another bor to be machmer for that shita called the bor hashaka, which that bor remains on the side of the mikvah static. The Chazal Nish holds doesn't help, because eventually there's an interchange of the water, and most of the water will, when you keep filling up the mikvah with rain, with regular water, it's going to interchange. Eventually it's going to be rove. So if you don't hold, if you hold of the Raivah, it's not going to be good that one either. So maybe the Chazal Nish's mikvahs only have one bor, the bor zriya, because the holds of Borah Shok is irrelevant. We all not like that. We make takonis that it shouldn't interchange that fast, and our mikveh has two boros. But the Chazon Nisha's mikveh is makel, if you have the koshis for the raivet, the other one's not going to help either. So we don't hold up this raivet. The Rashi and Tosfos learned that it's not talking about mayim she'uvim, because mayim she'uvim become may mikveh. But wine, milk, right, fruit juices don't become mei mikvah. They don't passel the mikvah, but they can't become mei mikvah. So if you have rove of them, the thing is passel. That's the thing. So umei peyos v'tebet sheichmis koyd meseches mikvahs v'ashmeinen the afagav the chazer v'natol the ikal meimer hachosel le mikvah shaso hazos ein mashlimaso shein ruya le mikvah. If you took out a saw and you put in back a saw, maybe now what you put in was the fruit juice or whatever. The mechi yahavu the gabi bottle the havi luar boyim v'chad kulam ruyim. Once you put in the what's it called, the wine, you had 40 saw and you put in a saw of wine, then you took out a saw. So once the wine was put in, it's bottled. Bottle to the mikvah. It doesn't become the mikvah, but it's bottle to the mikvah. Now you took out a saw, so what's it called? We assume that you took out the saw of the wine or whatever was bottled there, now you still have 40 saw of mikvah water because the original wine was bottled. When does that help? Up until rove, right, if you take out 20 saw. But once you take out 20 saw, a little bit more than half, right, now we can't assume anymore that what was there was bottle, because could be now what you took out was the water and what was left there was the juice. And now it's a rove juice. So now it's not a mikvah. It's not bottle anymore. V'havi lu arboim v'chad kulam ruyim v'chi shokel chad saw pashu arboim. Aval ipchalo v'chi notel saw bereisha chosur lay v'chi hodem mal yahavi le mikvah chosur. The mashkin alo emashlusha mikvah. Now she says if you would have taken out a saw before you put in the wine. Right, now first you have to put in the saw of wine. Now there's 41 saw. The wine is bottled. When you took out a saw, it's still 40 saw. But if you took out and it was 39, then you put in a saw of wine, it's possible. Because if there wasn't 40 saw of mikvah water, there was only 39, and 39 plus wine, that doesn't help. My lav dinishtai rubo, ad yud tes saw, yochol lasos kein. 21 saw of mikvah water has to still be there. You can only take out 19. Even though this whole psul is only the rabbanon, boy ruba the kashas, you need rove to be kosher. Versus lo nishko ruba doesn't mean means you shouldn't take out rove. Not that rove had to be remained. Ad pal the shi metz on metz is also good. Boy seima laolam boinin ribuya with the rabbanon. Rav Yochanan holds you always need a rove even with the rabbanon. That's why by the mikvah you need rove. In the case of the chulin and the truma, there you don't need rov, because there is another smara of shani omer. When you have chulin and truma, and chulin and truma, we assume the chulin remains chulin and the truma remains truma. Shani omer chulin l'to chulin noflu the ein kanisur. Avohocha lekalamemer shani omer. Over here by the mikvah, there's no shani omer. Tagavne dohamiyaya. Miyad mevalbalei the lekalamemer chazer venotla. Everything gets mixed up together, so you can't say, well, you took out the wine or whatever. Obviously, you took out a mixture of both, and therefore you can only be tola on the rove. So you need rove. But in the case where you have something else to be tola, shani omer, then you're tola in the shani omer. What?
Any difference between one on top of the other, the bar?
Yeah, on top of each other, they say that the interchange is much slower. But there's no difference whether what's it called. If the waters are actually touching, if one's top and it's flowing, yeah, there's a difference. Then it's called a katapris and it's not a chibur. We're up to pei beis of it beis, the middle. Going back to the Mishnah with the din of Andrigonis. Rabbi Yochanan held that an androgynous, according to the Tanakhama, is a zocher vadai, and he feeds his wife not only truma bisman hazeh, but Rabbi Yochanan holds truma bisman hazeh is the rice anyway, but even chazeh v'shok in the time of the mikdash. And Reish Lakish held that androgynous only is sopik, and therefore he can only feed his wife truma derabanan and only bizman hazeh when there's no truma deraisa. So basically there's machlokas whether adriginus is a vadei zocher or a sothek zocher. Rabbi Yochanan holds in the chachomim that he is a vadei zocher, and Reish Lakish holds in the chachomim that he's a sothek zocher. Tznan adriginus no say, right? Right, androgynous nosei. That what's it called? The Mishnah says that an androgynous can get married, meaning an androgynous get married to a woman. That seems to imply that he's a vadei zocher. The Mara says tani im nosa. No, so according to Reish Lakish, since he's a suffix zocher, how could he lechatchila get married to a woman? Maybe he's a woman. So Mara says im nosa. If he got married, b'di'evit. But l'chatchila, we don't let him get married because maybe he's not a zocher. But b'di'evit, if he got married, Mara says v'hon nosei k'toni. L'maisa, it says nosei. It says nosei's mashma. He l'chatchila is allowed to get married to a woman. Mara says l'tameich my aval lo nisa. Now, according to you, the sefer says aval lo nisa. He can't be married by a man. Okay, an androgynous can't marry a man. Right? So that's for sure, b'di'evit. Doesn't mean, what's it called? It means that lo nisa means that l'chatchil he's not allowed to get married, and there's no marriage. He just needs a get, just in case. But he can't remain married to the person that he gets married to, because maybe it's Mishkav Zohar. Because maybe he's a male, and he's marrying another male. Elamai nisa d'v'yevet. No say no, but just like the Sefer, nisa means b'di'evet. If he got married, he needs a get. But, or the right, he needs a get, because maybe he's a woman. But lechatchila, for sure, he can't continue that marriage. So when it says no say, it doesn't mean lechatchila he can get married. It means that b'di'evet, if he got married. That's the Mara says, Amrei, lo. No say lechatchila mashma. Right? Maisha, not like that. The word no say means lechatchila. He's allowed to get married. Ava lo nisa, di'evet, no milo. But lo nisa means even b'di'evet not. So Mara says, Bahamid iktani sefer, belezer omer, andrigidus. Oh, let's see the Rashi till here. So what was going back and forth between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is whether when the Mishnah says an androgynous can marry a woman, does that mean lechatchila and therefore he's vadei a zocher, or does it mean b'di'evet if he got married but lechatchila he can't marry a woman because maybe he's a woman? Okay, we'll see Rashi. Tznan androgynous no say lechatchila alma zocher ma'alyahu. He's a full fledged zocher, an androgynous. The Kasha on Rish Lakish, and the Kasha on Rish Lakish, the Omer Ein Machul Bechazi Vishal, the Rish Lakish holds that he's a Sufik Zohar and only can feed his wife Truma to Rabbanan Bisman Azev because Sufik to Rabbanan Makula. But not that he's a Vadei Zohar, like Rabbi Yochanan says. Tani Im Nosa Nosui, the boy Gita Minei Mishum Sufik Zohar. Ula Olam Seiko, no. It should say Im Nosa. In other words, mean no say doesn't mean he can get married. Means if he got married, he needs a get because maybe he's a zocher, but not that he's a vadi zocher. So Morris says, "My aval lo nisa." If that's the case, then what's the sefer say? If no say means if he got married, then why did the sefer say im nisa? Right, lo nisa, mashma d'yevet. Sefer's mashma clearly b'di'evet. No say no b'di'evet. Therefore, the reisha also means b'di'evet. Amrei, so Mara says lo. No say lechatchila, right? No say is mashma lechatchila. Ava lo nisa d'yevet nami lo. La olam kosher le'rish lakish. The daika kerb Yochanan. So the Gemara rejects that, and the Gemara says the Mishnah is more meduyik like Rabbi Yochanan. No say means he can get married to a woman because he's a vadei zocher. But if he gets married to a man, then at least he is has a what's it called? He can't get married to a man, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because since he's a vadei zocher, marriage is no marriage at all. Now the Gemara is going to ask on Rabbi Yochanan himself. So till now we said that the Mishnah is more mashma like Rabbi Yochanan than like Rish Lakish, even though Rish Lakish tried to take away the diuk and say that when it says no say, it doesn't mean lechatchila. It means b'di'evet if he got married. The Gemara says it's hard to say because the Seifa is mashma even b'di'evet not, and the Reish is mashma even lechatchila. Yes. Okay. Now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan. V'hamid iktani Seifa. Rabbi Lezer Omer andrigidus chayoven lavskila kezacher. Rabbi Lezer says, seemingly an argument, that if a androgynous lives with a zocher, he gets skila mitam vadai. That means that Rabbi Lezer holds he's a zocher vadai, and if he lives with another zocher, he gets skila. Nichlal the Tanakama sluke mesapkele. Masha the Tanakama like Rish Lakish, he's not sure if he's a zocher or not. He's a suffix zocher, because if the Tanakama would hold, he's also a vadai zocher, and he's meichel es ishto chazei v'shok truma d'oraisa. Like Rabbi Yochanan, then what's the machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and the Tanakama? Both of them hold these as zocher vada. Mor says no. Bein lamar nifshet pshitale. Both the Tanakama and Rabbi Lezer hold that he's a zocher vada. Eikabinayu. So what's the machlokas between them? Skila mishnei makomos. Shaila is where he gets skila if he lives with another male. The Mar Sover Chayovan of Skila Mishnei Mekomos, that he's Chayiv Skila whether he lives with a Zohar in his Nakvus or where two Zohorim usually live, the anal or intercourse, or even if he lives with another Zohar in his Nekeva, right, in his genitals that are female. But he's a male who has female genitals. So the Maisa, even if he lives with a Zohar in that place, he gets Skila. Umar Sover Kizohar. And Rabbi Lezer says that he's only a Chayiv if he lives like a Zohar, but in the Nekeva, what's it called, genitals, he's not Chayiv Skila. He's only Chayiv Skila, he's a Zohar, right, but he has female genitals, so living with him and his female genitals is like living with him in another hole in his body. That's not considered what's it called, Mishkav Zohar. And the Tanakhama holds, no, it's Mishkav Zohar both in the female genitals and in the anal. Okay, Rashi. Mishnei Makomos Afilo Vinakvuso. Even if you have bia with him in his female genitals, you're chayiv a mishkav zocher. The time of first lekamon mikrobish meisin. Mars will learn out from a pasuk that even though he's a zocher vaday and he has female genitals, you're chayiv mishkav zocher there also. Okay. Rabbi Lazar sover kizocher, and Rabbi Lazar holds no that he's a Vaday Zohar, and you're only Chayiv Mishkav Zohar with him if you live with him like two males live with each other, anal intercourse. The Mokum Zohar is in the Mokum Nakvus Lo, but not in his female genitals. Omar Rav Lesolim Asnisa Mipnei Braisa. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Tanakhama says, according to Reish Lakish, an androgynous is a suffix zocher, and according to what's it called, Rabbi Yochanan, he's a vade zocher, and Rabbi Yossi holds, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, back in the Mishnah, a second. So back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, androgynous. Kohen Shinosa Basisro Machila Betruma. Oh, that's okay. That's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Okay, that's the Tanakhama. And that's where there's a Machlokis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Right, okay. So in the Mishnah, right, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say that androgynous is Michael, his wife, and he's according to Rabbi Yochanan is a Vare Zocher. Okay. The Brisa says not like this. The Brice of the Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Androgynous Beriyef Neasmahu, Velohi Chriobo Chachomim Zachar Nekeva. Rabbi Yossi says something different in the Brice. He says that a androgynous is a Sophic Zachar, Sophic Nekeva. Clearly. Right? So, this is, as according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Brice argues on the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi says he's a Zachar Vada. And the Brisa says he's a suffix zocher. Rashi lesser lemasnisa diktani l'Rabbi Yossi androgynous Michael as ishto betruma. Nikmi Brisa diktani l'Rabbi Yossi steikahu, and he wouldn't feed her truma except maybe according to Reish Lakish, truma d'rabbanan because suffix d'rabbanan l'kula. So basically, it's going in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi holds that he's a vade zocher. In the Brisa, he says beferish only a suffix zocher. So the Mishnah falls away because of the Braisa. And the Mela, the Halacha would be that Rabbi Yossi would hold that he is only a Suffix Zohar, not a Vare Zohar. Okay. The Gemara says, Adarabba, less of the Braisa Mikneh Masnisa. The Mishnah is more authoritative than the Braisa. Let the Braisa fall away because of the Mishnah, and let the halacha be that, like Rabbi Yossi, at least let the halacha be, if the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that he's a vade zocher, not a suffix zocher. The Mishnah should be more authoritative than the Braisa. Mar says no. Midashavke Rabbi Yoshi Labar Zugei Shma Minah Hodar Bey. Since in the Braisa it doesn't say Rab Shimon, right? Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, it was Rabbi Yossi and Rab Shimon. The Braisa just says Rabbi Yossi. Okay? What happened to Rab Shimon? So it could be that the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi, had Harata from what he'd said in the Mishnah, and Rab Shimon didn't go along with him, and that's why Rab Shimon's not mentioned in the Braisa. That means that the Braisa came after the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi retracted what he said in the Mishnah, that's why the Braisa is more authoritative than the Mishnah. See Rashi. Midashavke Rabbi Yossi were Rab Shimon ben Zugei. The Ari Bahadeva Masnisan. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said what he said about an androgynous together with Rab Shimon. The Ari Bebraisa Lechudei. Shema Mino Hadarbe. And the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi isn't mentioned together with Rab Shimon, only alone. From there, we can deduce that the Braisa came after the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yossi retracted what he said in the Mishnah. Why? Ulav Tanoi. Son of Machlokas Tanoim, the Tema Sami Tana de Braisa Mikmei Tana de Masnisa, that we should say that, well, the Tana de Braisa falls away in front of the Mishnah. The Itanoihi Tarvayu Havitani Lahu Nomi de Braisa, Umak Miklev Shimin Kada Afil of Yosef. It would be two Tanoim saying different opinions, different reports of what Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon said, then the Braisa should say in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, different than what the Mishnah says. But it's not a different Tana than the Tana of our Mishnah. It's Rabbi Yossi himself. And Rabbi Yossi himself said, even though in the Mishnah I said what Rabbi Shimon said, now looking it back into it, I have Harata, and I hold differently than I said in the Mishnah. So since he retracted what he said in the Mishnah, the Braisa takes precedence over the Mishnah. Ushmuel Amar. And Shmuel said no. That's what Rab said. And Shmuel said no. Less of the Braisa Mikne Masnisa. The Mishnah has more has the upper hand, and the Braisa falls away in front of the Mishnah. How do you know? Shmuel Amar, less of the Braisa Mikne Masnisa. Right. The Braisa falls away, and the Mishnah is the Iker. That which stands, that Rabbi Yossi holds, and an androgynous is a Vadei Zohar. Gemara says, Adarabba, lesser the Masnisa Mikmei the Raisa, the Hashaminim le the Shmuel, the Chayish lechidah, right? That, let's say, why should Shmuel say that the Mishnah is more authoritative? Shmuel always holds, even like a Das Yochid when it's Machmer. So if we're not sure who it goes like, the Mishnah or the Braisa, which was more Machmer? The Braisa is more Machmer. Because the Mishnah considers him a Zohar Vada, and he can feed his wife Truma. And the Braisa says he's only a Sofek, and he can't feed his wife Truma Deraisa at least. So the Braisa is more Machmer than the Mishnah. And we know that Shmuel even goes after a Yochid, a Das Yochid, right? And in a mute opinion, right? Where it's more Machmer. So if Shmuel, we're not sure the Mishnah or the Braisa is more authoritative, Shmuel should have said the Braisa is more authoritative because the Braisa is more Machmer. Right, Adarabba, lessel masnisa made Braisa, the Shaminu Levi Shmuel, the Chayish Lechidah. Shmuel is choshish even for a Das Yochid, where it's more Machmer. Shmuel says, honey, mile kilo misakra masnisa. Avaki misakra masnisa mo Chayish. That's only where the Mishnah isn't uprooted. But where the Mishnah is uprooted, then it's not a Deya. And just like we said before, it's Mistaber that since read the, what's it called? Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa left Rabbi Shimon, that the Braisa came after the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi retracted what he said in the Mishnah. And no, what's it called? Just the opposite. Since the Braisa would have to against the Mishnah, there Shmuel is not choshish for a Das Yochin and a Braisa connected to Mishnah. So Shmuel held that the Mishnah is the Iker, and Rabbi Yossi would still stand holding that a androgynous is a Zohar Vadai, and Rav would hold the Braisa is an Iker, that Rabbi Yossi holds it's a Sofik. Okay, Rashi. The Chayish Liyachidah, The Omar Shmuel Ba'acholet Halacha Krab Yehuda V'Shomeres Yovim Shekida Shachiv V'Sachosa U'Mihach Amrinan Lam Neseches Megillah Perek Akore. Over there in what's it called in Hacholet, we had that that Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, right? That even though Rabbi Yehuda is a Das Yochid, but since he was Machmer over there, Shmuel held like him. So we learn from there all over that Shmuel is always Choshish, even for a Das Yochid to be Machmer.